أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب إلى آخر الآية. This ayah that we have recited, a little bit of a lengthy ayah, very important ayah, ayah of bir, how to become righteous and pious. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned and in the last part of the ayat that in difficult conditions, when a person is in poverty, when a person is ill, and a person is tested in his iman, at that time also he must remain very firm and have proper sabr. In all these qualities, those who have all of them are fully successful, and they are the abrar, the righteous and the pious. Those who are deficient, then the qualities, the result is also deficient. This ayat has got many aspects that we should ponder about and reflect on. The first is that the Jews used to say that because they are facing Baytul Muqaddas as their Qibla, so they are the righteous and the pious people. First of all, they were facing the wrong Qibla. Allah had abrogated and changed the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas to Kaaba Sharif. So they were in the wrong. And just by facing outwardly in the direction even of the Kaaba Sharif, or outwardly to be like a Muslim, dressed like a Muslim, or outwardly to have titles, whether I'm a Haji Sahib, I'm a Maulana Sahib, I'm a Sufi Sahib, whatever it is, Allah shows here that that is not at all enough. And a person should not be fooled by those things. Like the Jews were fooled, and the Christians, that they are facing Baytul Muqaddas, so they are righteous and pious. So we must never be fooled with our outside conditions. The reality of deen must come into us. Then Allah explained all, that our iman must be correct, our amal must be correct, our akhlaq must be correct, have sabr in difficult conditions, all the details. When that is in a person, then these are those people, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا who are truthful, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, and these are the righteous and the pious people. So first of all, the Jews and the Christians, they had no right to claim themselves to be righteous and pious, especially when they claim that Uzair, the Jews said, he's the son of Allah. And the Christians said that Isa, Jesus, is the son of Allah. When they make shirk with Allah, what right, on what grounds have they got to say that they are righteous and pious? Further, the Jews started worshipping the cow. Such a low animal that has got no sense, and he started worshipping. Where is the high position of Allah and where is that of a cow? But on that basis they said that they are pious. The Jews said, Yadullahi maghloola, Allah's hand is closed, Allah doesn't spend on anyone. To this blasphemy, this terrible attributes to Allah, and then still regard themselves to be pious. They said that nahnu aghniya, Allah faqirun wa nahnu aghniya, Allah is poor and we are rich. Where can that ever be a person who is righteous and pious? They told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ij'al lana alihatan kama ilahan kama lahum aliha. O Musa, make for us also a god. When they saw statues, and he said, O Musa, make for us also a god like this. And on all these bases, they call themselves that they are pious. So in the same way, we must also see all the wrong that we are doing, and yet we regard ourselves as pious. There are so many wrong. We give preference to the laws of the atheist scientists and governments over the laws of Allah, and we still regard ourselves as the honorable mutawallis of the masjid. We are in charge of the houses of Allah. We close the masajid before we are forced to close them. We give preference to secular education, which is that education which negates, which does not believe in Allah, in any God, which does not believe in any religion. And we give preference to that education. We have all various types of other funny things in our lives, whether it is any therapies or any other modes, going to sangomas, etc. All these terrible things, and yet we regard ourselves as pious. Just because we went for Hajj or Umrah, or we spent some time in a khanqa, or we spent some time in Jamaat, and we just think ourselves as pious, that we should not be fooled by these things. The reality of deen must come within us, not just an outward picture, and not just that I think I am pious, and I think I am a good Muslim. Many times we say, "What? I don't do anything wrong." We are righteous and pious, but we are all doing almost everything wrong. And when we are told, then we say that whatever we do is wrong. If we are doing the wrong things, we have to be told it's wrong. We can't be told when we are doing wrong that you are doing right. If you are doing wrong, you are doing wrong. It's wrong. If we are doing right and then we are told we are doing wrong, that is different. Our whole mindset is that of the Western way of life. We even look at our deen from the Western point of view. Not we don't look at dunya from a deeni point of view, but we look at our deen from a dunya's point of view, from a Western point of view, and yet we regard ourselves as pious. So this is the great error the Jews and the Christians fell in. Just because they were facing Baytul Muqaddas, and that also the wrong Qibla, and then they regarded themselves as pious. Allah warns us that we should not be like that. That we have got all the wrong things and we still think we are very pious. Just because of our titles, our outward form of being like Muslims, and we think we are pious. Reality will come out at the time of Maut. And Quran has come to guide us and correct us before Maut comes to us. After that there is no chance whatsoever. Up to the time that Maut comes to us, we have got chance to correct ourselves and see that we are going in the right direction. Otherwise, the Akhirat, if it is Jahannam, we cannot imagine how terrible it is. And if we do right here, the great enjoyment of Jannah and the great wonders and enjoyment forever and ever. So this is the great gift of the Quran. It has taught us. Allah make it that we all take lessons from it and we correct ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana.